Running up against the bell over at Tri-County, so we'll make a quick interview, but hopefully a productive interview with Coach Slaughter, Jeremy Slaughter, over at Tri-County for the Lady Mustangs tonight. It's a matchup with the Gilman City Lady Hawks. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off over at the Jamesport Gym. Coach, you got some good momentum going into Christmas break. That was a good thing. The bad thing is you haven't played since Union Star on the 15th of December, so it's been a while.
Yeah, we've had some issues with COVID. I had it. We had a couple players with issues, so it was a pretty rough couple of weeks for me anyway, and we had issues with what the weather last week too, so we're not quite sure how we're going to look tonight, but we're going to go give our best effort and see what we can do.
Yeah, I usually call at a more opportune time for a coach, but it's about 10 minutes late on my call because I was outside chipping our van to take it out to Trenton High School tonight. So that was what I was dealing with here in the late morning hours. Gilman City, Coach, it's a team that they do look improved, and I saw them against Trenton. Seems like a long time ago, but they got a win against Trenton. And the opponent tonight, I think one that's making good strides in a good positive direction in the HDC.
Yeah, they've been building for a couple of years now. You could see the veteran leadership on the team when you watch them on film. They really have a good, solid core, and then they added a couple of freshmen this year from a junior high team that was very good last year. So they're a scary team, definitely an up-and-coming team in terms of teams to watch in our conference, and they're going to give us all that we can handle tonight, and hopefully we'll play well enough to try to find a way to win the game.
How much, and I know this is going back a ways, and it was the COVID outbreak over there at Jamesport, but you got the Trenton JV, then he had a Union Star. Looked like a really solid performance. How much did that two-night stretch really feel like put the girls in a good frame of mind going into Christmas, Coach?
We felt like we were shooting the basketball very well in those games, and, that's kind of an important thing for us, especially if we have, occasionally we have issues scoring inside. We've gotten better this year, I think, at that, but we felt like we were starting to play really good basketball, and then this year is what it is. You have a setback, and then you got to try to regroup and rebound and figure out a way to be competitive and get your groove back. And we had a good practice last night, and hopefully that'll carry over in tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I said if you're going to have issues with COVID, if people are going to be dealing with that, I guess, get it out of the way going into Christmas, and then hopefully you can reset for 2021. Is that kind of the way it feels, Coach, that once you got to New Year's, kind of resetting here for a fresh slate of games?
Well, that's what we hope anyway. when we looked at the season, I think every coach probably in the state or around the country has had the same fear. It's that you're going to lose key players at really bad times, and then the time it takes for those players to come back is pretty lengthy. So, and right now we hope we're in good shape as we move forward into the final 2 months of the season, but you never know with COVID what's going to happen. So we're just going to try to take it a day at a time. That's what we've done all year, and hopefully we'll be able to get in most, if not all, of our games and get some wins.
Yeah, looking for a 2-0 record in the HDC tonight, going back to the 4th of December, a month and a day ago. Tri-County got that tough earned home win against North Harrison, 42-38. So it's a big game tonight. You go to Tyne Avalon then on Thursday night, Coach. Any information that you know about the Lady Dragons?
Well, they're really good. And we kind of we're hoping it'd be a litmus test, and maybe it still will be for us, but right now we're so focused on Gilman City and the conference game that we haven't spent a lot of time looking at Tyne other than seeing that they're a really good team and knowing some of the players that they have back this year and their addition over there that's really helping them. We know it's going to be a really tough game, but we're going to worry about that tomorrow after Gilman City tonight.
Yeah, it's a good way to handle it. South Harrison tournament next week, and you don't have that 12-0 team that's just the dominant number one seed in there. I think Mercer got the one seed and Princeton the two. It does look like a tournament that you can go up there, and if you play well, have some success next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tournament. We finished third last year, and there's a couple of really tough teams in there. I think 1 through 5 are all very good, and South Harrison's played well recently. So it's going to be a tough tournament, and hopefully we'll find a way to get a couple of wins.
Gilman City tonight, Tyne Avalon on the road on Thursday. That is the road for the rest of the week for the Tri-County girls. Coach, we'll let you get back to class. Thanks for the time, and good luck tonight against the Hawks.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.